Even though his livelihood depends on it, Cuban-born clarinetist Paquito de Rivera doesn't seem to stop for breath. At 61, the Latin jazz king has put out more than 50 albums. He's recorded with big classical and jazz stars like Yo-Yo Ma and the late Dizzy Gillespie. De Rivera has received countless prizes, including the National Medal for the Arts. And this weekend, he's up for 2 Grammys. The world's Adeline Sear recently caught up with De Rivera, and she has his story.
Paquito de Rivera is equally at home in a jazz set or a classical ensemble, and he credits his father for that.
My father was a classical saxophone player. He never had the ability to improvise, but he loved the music of Duke Ellington, and especially the Goodman Band, Benny Goodman's swing band and Benny Goodman's version of Mozart clarinet concerto. So for me, it was very natural to play Weber, for example, a Weber concerto, and then try to copy the solos of Charlie Parker from his LPs.
De Rivera grew up on the outskirts of Havana. When he was about 8 years old, he discovered Benny Goodman when his father came home with a live recording of Goodman and his band at Carnegie Hall.
I was in shock when I heard that. I said, "What is that?" And he told me, "That is Benny Goodman, this is swing, and that is Carnegie Hall." When you say Carnegie Hall, I understood Carnegie Frijol. You know what means Carnegie Frijol? Meat and beans. Benny Goodman became my idol, my first influence. And still today, that LP is my favorite jazz LP.
So, thanks to his father and Benny Goodman, Paquito de Rivera went on to record many jazz albums with a classical spin. For his latest one, he approached a German clarinetist. Sabine Mayer plays mostly classical music, but like de Rivera, she's versatile.
Sabine Mayer is what you call the Yo-Yo Ma of the clarinet. She's probably the foremost of the classical clarinet players. And she impressed me so much, her playing so clean and so beautiful.
De Rivera arranged some of his compositions for Sabine Mayer and her clarinet trio. They put out an album called Jazz Class. This track is called Dizziness.
Dizziness is obviously dedicated to my dear friend Dizzy Gillespie. So some of his improvisation and some quotes of his music are there. And the introduction is something that sounds really dizzy. Not Dizzy Gillespie, but really dizzy. You know, like, it sounds like that. You know, like you have had too many wines or beers or whatever, and then you feel dizzy.
The clarinetists also recorded De Rivera's piece Afro, as in Afro-jazz.
Always I say it as a joke, now we are going to play Afro, that if you can imagine, it is a polka. So everybody have fun with that. But Afro is an African chant, that is what it is. At the beginning, it starts like an African religious chant. And then in the middle is a typical 6/8 African rhythm. I have been all my life trying to making a living out of mixing every different styles of music that I have been exposed to. So I think that the jazz class is a jazz clarinet player and a classical group of clarinet players. It's a good idea, you know.
Such a good idea, De Rivera, who already has 10 Grammys, is nominated for 2 more with this new album. And he's not slowing down. He's busy touring the U.S. The Grammy Awards ceremony airs this Sunday. For the world, this is Adeline Cyr.